This is The Seven's Danny Wozencroft speaking to DCI Alan Edwards of West Mercia Police following the sentencing of Nicholas Slocum, also known as Owen Roswell, who was charged with 28 fraud offences after collecting money for bogus charities across Shropshire. What was it that he did?
What he's been doing is tricking shops, businesses into giving cash for non-existent charities. Basically, he's been scamming people, taking money off them and playing on their good intentions. They want to help people. And he's just been stealing this money. He's been a small-time operator. And most of the cases, he's just been taking £5 and £10 at a time. But that money has not been going to where it's needed. It's just been going into his pocket.
Sometimes I believe it was quite heart-wrenching stories he pretended.
Oh, yes. He would go on about that he knew young kids dying. There was one story about the death of his son. Others were told that his daughter had died. He was talking about some twins with leukemia. He was really playing on people's heartstrings.
How many charges did he face and how many people did he con?
There's up to 30 that we know about. What we've done is we've put all the information before the court today and very, very happy with the result. My understanding is that judge described him as despicable, and I think that's the best description that you can give of this man.
And it has been quite a long time coming, hasn't it? Quite a chase to get him.
It was quite a chase to get him, and especially when we were after him at the time and he's been using a number of different names. It was hard work to get him. What really got it was when he became on the list of the UK's 10 most wanted fraudsters that went out on Crime Stoppers, and then the media in the area did a big push to try and find him, and very soon he realised that he couldn't hide anymore and he actually walked into the police station.
This man affected the whole of Shropshire, didn't he?
He affected the whole of Shropshire and also down into Herefordshire. He's been all over the place with these stories. He's been in Ellesmere, Oswestry, down into Leinster, constantly saying about all these victims he's getting money for.
Did he show any remorse during the process?
I think he's showing a bit of remorse at the moment, but only because he's been caught. I don't think he knows what remorse is. If you were carrying out this type of crime, in my view, you're the lowest of the low. To actually take money away from those who need it most in society, those people who may have cancer, who may be dying, who could do with that money. He's just gone out there and played on, as I say, on people's heartstrings. And as far as I'm concerned, the sentence really reflects on the way that the community itself would feel about this.
Yeah, as you say, that's a 2-year sentence handed to him today, and obviously you welcome that.
Absolutely welcome it. I think it's a very good sentence in today's climate. I think it really sends out a message that the people will not stand for this type of behaviour in the community.